Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back. The final segment. I wish we had more time. In the studio with me is Chef Catherine Elder of Eldersley Farm and her mom, Judith Winsell. And we've been talking about Il Pollo Verde, a country villa. Links at goodlifeguy.com. You got to go look. Planning a trip for next year. You'll hear more about it, but it'll probably be sold out, but we'll still... I want to do the show live from out in the deck overlooking the pool. We'll do that. The wine of the week is something that I thought I would have loved to have had a Roera Arnaise, because I told you I'm a big Arnaise fan. Roera is a very small chunk of Piedmont it's the most famous white grape in that region. Well, this is a Nebbiolo, the famous red grape of this region. So if you've had Barbarolo or Barresco, anything from Piedmont, there's every likelihood that it had Nebbiolo in it. They make a lot of other grape varieties there, but Nebbiolo, probably Dolcetto second, is the two primary red grapes. Well, this is from, did I say it right? Herediz. H-E-R-E-D-I-S, and the first R is backwards. I like that. And it's from a region that is lesser known in Piedmonte, and it's spelled L-A-N-G-H-E. So if you were an English-speaking American, you would probably go, Langhe? Langhe? It's close enough. And this town will know what you meant. It's Langhe. And it's a denomination of origin controllate. This is 100% Nebbiolo, small vineyard, hand-harvested, 14% alcohol by volume. After the initial fermentation with daily pump overs, it's 1 year in wooden casks and matures in dark green bottles before it leaves the winery. So this is probably a good example of a moderately priced Nebbiolo. You can spend a lot more. But I like it. I like looking at yours across the way, Catherine, because it appears darker, whereas I look at mine with that white napkin behind it, appears lighter. Mm-hmm. It is a lighter body. This is not a California cab.
No.
All right, Judith, and your thoughts are on the nose.
I like the nose.
Well, and you know what? Of all the things you could say about a wine, I like it should be the top of the list.
In fact, yes.
What I think this cheese that we're having makes it even better, but boy, the nose is, there's a little bit of spice, there's a little bit of floral. There's a little bit of minerality, charcoal, but the nose, it doesn't betray the mouth when you put it in your mouth. If you don't swallow right away, and we're all prone to do that, put it in your mouth and hold it there for, 4 or 5 seconds. You can swallow little teeny bits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It does different things in different parts of your mouth.
Oh, my God. Tangy acidity, very soft tannins. And I think the cheese makes it even better. Okay, food makes it better. fresh Italian bread right out of the
Absolutely.
Oven. Out of a wood-fired oven and this and maybe a small dish of pasta. Yeah. But the fun part about Nebbiolo is it can be so many different things. You can spend $75 on a bottle of Nebbiolo that is rock star good. It's aged in for an extended period of time in French oak. This, like I said, is a lighter one. And, Catherine, you put this on the menu.
I did, yes. We really have enjoyed this one thoroughly.
And if you were going to fix something with this, what are you thinking about serving it with? She has to take
it's
a
great
sip.
With a braise. What am I going to cook next with it is the real question.
Well, because I'm thinking the pork we had would be perfect with this. The wine is called Jerez Nebbiolo Langa, L-A-N-G-H-E, and that is Nebbiolo Langa, and it is from Jerez, and the R is backwards, H-E-R-E-D-I-S. There's a whole bunch of it, probably thanks to Eldersley Farm for putting it on their list at Jacob Liquor Exchange. It's moderately priced. I don't remember the exact number, but you can afford it. It's worth it. If you like Barolo, if you like Barbaresco, Nebbiolo de Alba, this is a great opportunity to get into that same ballpark for not as much money. And, man, what fun. Jacob Liquor Exchange, where you get it. I'm so glad you guys could come to the station today. It's been so much fun. I suggest we do this every year.
I think it's a great idea.
And thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Guy Barrett. It's a good life. We'll say goodbye to you and hope you'll join us next Saturday where it's all about Eldersley Farm with George Elder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.